5 minutes already. Thank you.
It's a very good provocation. And with that, we will go to Wu Yu, who is the chief planner of the Bureau of Development and Planning of the Guodong District.
May I have slides? I just want to make 2 points. The one point is following what Ricky had said. Overall speaking, is overcrowded or urban sprawl the real threat to the future of Shanghai? Many had been said about the overcrowded living condition in Shanghai. Yet I think urban sprawl might be a real threat to the future, given China's gigantic population size and limited resource in terms of both energy resource and available land. In Pudong, within 15 years, 180 square kilometer urban area has been contracted, which is doubled the area of old Shanghai before 1980. Next, a comparison study I had been carried 5 years ago at Harvard, showing that Los Angeles, Manhattan, Singapore, old Shanghai, and the Shanghai at the year of 96, when the government convert half of its county, it's a very unique China structure, to the district, which means an urban area available, ready for construction. So they currently all the 6,000 square kilometers has been converted to the district except Chongming Island. So we can see the density, overall density, might go as low as what Los Angeles is, a very likely tendency of urban sprawl. However, when we look at the distribution pattern, Shanghai is the least evenly distributed, which means the quick urban sprawl didn't relieve the overcrowded condition of urban area. While on the other end, Singapore displayed a most evenly distributed pattern. So as a conclusion, I said, I guess if we still stick to the policy that artificially control low density for the near suburban area, that both could happen, which means overcrowded condition in the downtown and quick urban sprawl. Next. Secondly, second point is, what do we miss in rapid housing development? 3 years ago, Chinese government opened a experimental position to all the overseas Chinese scholars to introduce a chief planner for Pudong new area. When I almost have my doctoral study done at Harvard, I was lucky being chosen for the position, which allowed me to relatively independently provide a second opinion for the government. So supported and encouraged by the Pudong government, we did a study on the newly built very central area of Pudong, exactly surrounded the area Dean Wu Zhiqiang had mentioned, the Lianyang community, which is the model community for the new urban development. What we found is that all this block, I think this is actually follow the Ricky's talk, this is what we found around the center of Pudong, the Century Park, the block, the size. And this is what we found around the Boston Common, and this is the block size around the Century Park in New York, and this is old Shanghai downtown. So the observation is that the new Pudong is different, or it's strange, not only different from the other city around the world, it's also very different from the Chinese tradition. And when we look at the detail of this block, all this block is gated. And furthermore, there's lots of bar gate between this gated community, in which case the area could be like the reject gesture could be go as long as more than a kilometer next. So the our project actually is a, you know, it's relatively you know, mixed and chaotic. It's a, so we proposed a repairing and a revitalizing project for the newly built area, which is even not finished yet. So what we focus is that on some issues being missed, you know, like age condition, you know, some service, and could we go back last slide? So what we found actually is some very common, you know, qualities: city service, street life, scale, and gate community. Next.
So you have 1 minute left.
Okay. Just to yep. So this is the proposal we proposed this year. You know, the government actually encouraged me to push further a little bit. You know, repairing project for this small street, relatively small and mixed. So we have a plant market here, and two open air theater for the local community, which I mentioned in earlier this morning, and trying to repair it, go back to, you know, the local culture next. So as a conclusion, I think there's enough, you know, attention paid for Shanghai as the notion of fast, you know, big and unique versus slow, small and normal. What I would like to emphasize is that Shanghai is still also a normal city. We need to follow some normal standard. And the last picture of Pudong shows that actually the skyline is different from the ground line. And just one sentence. At last, I would like to make an excuse for all those foreign architects. I think it's us, the local planners, set up the value, you know, like a Dutch town or German town, and then introduce all these foreign architects to come. So I think planners should take the responsibility for the value of this city. Otherwise, this can never happen.